So shall my word be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday, we were supposed to spend a little bit of time reading through those scriptures to ask our Lord, are there any of these things that you mentioned here in these scriptures that I need conversion on, that I need to work on today, but also through the season of Lent? Hope you did that. But today, what's going on is our Lord wants us to focus on something a little different. I mention this often, but it's because it's our experience that we wonder whether God is listening, whether God is hearing our prayers, but also, I know he says all these things in the Bible, he says all these things in his word, but do they really take effect? Because I don't see that. Maybe in the grand scheme of things, it's going to do something, but in my life, or maybe just in this little moment, it doesn't seem like what he's saying is actually going on. I see strife in the city, I see strife in the countryside. I see difficulties everywhere throughout the world, wars, rumors of wars, people are going against each other. And yet when God says that he comes in Isaiah, that everything is going to be great. Well, that peace is going to rule, that it's going to be a land flowing of milk and honey, not just in the promised land, but throughout the world. Maybe one day it's going to be like that, but I don't see it. And so what our Lord has here in Isaiah, he's saying, look, my word, when it goes forth, it continues to go forth until it completes what it was sent out to do. He says the same thing with here within our gospel. He says, my words are important. He says right here in the verse that Don read before the gospel, man doesn't live by bread alone, but actually by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. That's what Jesus said in the gospel we had on Sunday when he was talking with Satan. So what our Lord is calling us to do is not to worry about the words that we say. It's the beginning of our gospel today. Don't be like the pagans thinking we have to find the perfect prayer to be able to do it, and that's going to create the magic thing that's going to happen. It's not us searching for the right word to say, the right prayer to say. It's actually trusting that God's word is the right word to say. That even saying something as simple as the Our Father, which just hit our lips how many times today already when we were praying the rosary? That's God's word. And the words which God gave us to pray, those are sufficient. The rest is just us waiting to see his word be accomplished. Because what he said here is that it will go forth and it will not return void, but it shall do my will, achieving the end for which I want it. So whatever it is that we can't see, that we don't know, that it doesn't seem like it's going to be happening, our Lord calls us today in Mass to just say his word, to trust that his word will do it, and not worry about what our word is. God's in control. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.